Question 11. Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot to bring along the book you borrowed from the library.
What a terrible memory you have. Anyway, I won't need it until Friday night. As long as I can get it by then, okay?
What do we learn from this conversation?
Question 12. Doctor, I haven't been able to get enough sleep lately, and I'm too tired to concentrate in class.
Well, you know, spending too much time indoors with all that artificial lighting can do that to you. Your body loses track of whether it's day or night.
What does the man imply?
Question 13. I think I'll get one of those new T-shirts. You know, with the school's logo on both the front and the back.
You'll regret it. They're expensive, and I've heard the printing fades easily when you wash them.
What does the woman mean?
Question 14. I think your article in the school newspaper is right on target, and your viewpoints have certainly convinced me.
Thanks. But in view of the general responses, you and I are definitely in the minority.
What does the man mean?
Question 15. Daisy was furious yesterday because I lost her notebook. Should I go see her and apologize to her again?
Well, if I were you, I'd let her cool off a few days before I approach her.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Question 16. Would you please tell me where I can get batteries for this brand of camera?
Let me have a look. Oh, yes. Go down this aisle past the garden tools. You'll find them on the shelf next to the light bulbs.
What is the man looking for? Question 17. Our basketball team is playing in the finals, but I don't have a ticket. I guess I'll just watch it on TV. Do you want to come over?
Actually, I have a ticket, but I'm not feeling well. You can have it for what it cost me.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 18. Honey, I'll be going straight to the theater from work this evening. Could you bring my suit and tie along?
Sure. It's the first performance of the State Symphony Orchestra in our city, so suit and tie is a must.
What do we learn from the conversation?